When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The following is a presentation of Jacob Sports.
Get money, yo.
My man, what's up, brother? Who we got, father?
Welcome to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com, and you're listening on SiriusXM, Sports Grid, Jacob Sports Media, and we're live streaming it on my Twitter account, at Philly Godfather. NFL show is going to be packed today. We got two great guests. We got Dave Mason from Bet Online. We got Pro Football Doc on, and we got live from Las Vegas, John Grace coming on as well. Let me go first to Jamie. Jamie, World Series of Poker champion, one of the sharpest sports bettors I know. Great professional poker player. Is there any game in the NFL this week that you love and want to give out to the people listening and watching?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. let's see. What am I most excited about this week? I love to watch the 49ers. They are rolling. They are 5-0 or 4-0-1 against the spread, which depending on what line you got, but they are the best team against the spread this season. They are the team that I'm going to keep riding. I do not like the 3.5, but I will take them in the first half against Dallas -2 or even 2.5. I guess it can get up to. I would also say that I love, and I know you're probably going to go the other way on the Steelers, but I like the Ravens this week. I like them -4.5. Against the Steelers, who I think are just terrible. I also love going against.
The whole world's betting them. I mean, you can't blame them. I think like 90% of the action right now is on Baltimore, so you can't blame people. They look good, Jamie.
Yeah, I understand going against the public, but I also really like, you know, there are these big numbers now, but the Dolphins, I think, are going to run up the score on the Giants, who I just think are maybe the worst team in the NFL right now, the way they're playing. And I think the Dolphins can win by 20 to 30. And so I don't mind giving.
Are you going to tease them though? Throw them in teasers. If you think they're going to win by that much, put them in teasers, put them in parlays, maximize your bet on the Dolphins this week. If you're that confident,
The Dolphins at home against the Giants is maybe my other favorite spot.
All right, there we go. All right, let's talk about a game early Sunday morning. Tottenham Stadium over there in England. Jacksonville plays Buffalo. Jacksonville's been out there for a couple of weeks. Let me go to Matt Maltebis, one of my lead handicappers at thephillygodfather.com. Matt, do you like a side or a total in this matchup?
So we bet Buffalo last week. You know, that was a solid one. But this week, I'm kind of concerned for Buffalo. Actually, you know, if this line keeps on creeping up, I like Jacksonville. They've been there for two games now. This is going to be the second game against in Buffalo. You know, it's different when you get situated in a new time zone and everything in a new area. In Buffalo, I mean, you know, they were a tough team last week. So I don't know if that line keeps on creeping up. I got to lean Jackson.
It ain't creeping up. It's dropping as we speak. Someone's hitting the dog. I'm seeing five and a half's popping.
Wow. Rooster. Buffalo's jumping on a plane Friday night. They're going out there. They're limping into this game. They're all banged the hell up. Jacksonville's been there. They're well rested. Does that make a difference in how you look to bet this game?
Well, yeah. Nobody knows the real effects of these games over in Europe. I was just there. That six-hour time difference knocked the shit out of me. It took me 3 days when I was out there. It took me 3 days when I got home. I mean, these are kids, so it's going to be easier for them. And the time, the 9:30 a.m. start is like is going to help them a little bit. But,
yeah, but you know what's pretty close is their conditioning level compared to yours. That's pretty close.
It is close. You know, when you look at our oxygen levels and our fitness, you're right. I got to throw that out the window. But
out the window.
But I do like the Jags here. I think they're going to be comfortable there. Doug Peterson's my man. You know, we all Philadelphians owe Doug Peterson very much for giving us our Super Bowl. I got supreme confidence in him. Lawrence seems to be settled in a little bit. I like the Jags here plus 5.5.
Yeah, and as you know, I talked to Dave Mason. I talked to my guys out in Vegas and an AC behind the counter. I know it's still early, but almost 90% of the action is on the Bills already. I mean, the squares are lining up to bet Buffalo here. They saw them go out and really beat a very good Miami team. What was it, 48-20? But if you look at the box score, there was a bunch of turnovers by Miami. But the game was closer than the final score indicated. But, yeah, the public's all over Buffalo here. I like Jacksonville. I already bet them. I took six. What's the line down to, Jimmy? 5.5, five?
Chris Sports is a 6-20, and I'm seeing 5.5s out there. So
yeah, saw a couple fives pop up, too. So
wow.
I mean, Jamie, you got a dog in this fight? You like anyone in this?
I'm staying off the game. I don't know, you know, as Rooster said, the effects of, let's say, you know, 10 to 14 days, the Jaguars have an advantage there for being out there and being prepared in, you know, in that time zone. You know, Buffalo certainly could be in a come down spot on this week, in this game. I think Buffalo is a much better team overall, as obviously, even on, you know, in every which way, but it'll be hard for me. What I would love to see is the Jaguars go up early, even with a couple of turnovers, maybe up by 10 or 14. And then I would certainly take the Bills if they were getting, you know,
Good live line right there. Yeah, absolutely. That's a smart move. The only thing that scares me a little bit is this is a little bit of a sandwich game for the Jags. They got the Colts up next, which is a big division game. But they've been out there for a couple of weeks, so I don't see much of a letdown here. We got about 10 seconds left, so I want to thank everyone for watching the NFL show. And make sure you come back to the next segment. We got Pro Football Doc coming on to give out all the injury reports.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. And as we wait for Pro Football Doc to jump on the show, let's talk a little bit about these Super Bowl odds. They have shifted a little bit. Right now, the Chiefs are the favorite at plus 550, along with the 49ers, Jamie's team, plus 550. The Eagles at 750. They still haven't impressed me. The Bills down to 750. Dolphins at 10-1. Cowboys at 10-1. Ravens at 16-1, even though they really haven't looked that impressive, and they're banged up with a bunch of injuries. The Lions, 18-1, which might be a sleeper. Browns at 25 without Watson last week against the Ravens. They got beat up a little bit. And the Chargers at 31. Let me go to Rooster first. Rooster, out of all those teams I just mentioned, who do you like?
Well, again, for something like this, I look for long shots at this point because you're not going to get any value plus 550 on, you know, the Niners or the Chiefs, which are the two front runners. The Eagles at 750 is tantalizing, but they got a tough schedule coming up. They got to worry about the division race just to, you know, have a good seed in these playoffs. So I look further down the line, and I kind of like Detroit plus 18-1 here. They're playing really good. They got a solid defense. Offense is playing strong. They're getting surprisingly good quarterback play. Their offense is really balanced when you look at it, is what you need if you want to make a run in the playoffs. At 18-1, I think Detroit has a little value here.
I think so, too. I mean, they're 3-1 on the season. The game they lost, they were a little banged up. They got a plus 43-point differential. And if you look at their combined opponents' records, they played the hardest schedule out of all those teams I mentioned. They're 10-6, their combined opponents' win records. So they played a tougher schedule than all these other teams. The Chiefs have played teams with a combined record of 6-10. 49ers have played teams with a combined record of 6-10. Eagles 7-9, Bills 7-9. They might be at 18-1, they still offer some value. Matt, do you like the Lions, or you think that's a sleeper team? Maybe have a shot to get in?
So, actually, I wanted to talk about the Cowboys. I mean, You're looking at 10-1, right? They've blown out every team except for the Cardinals and convincingly won. And the reason they didn't beat that Cardinals team was they're at their lowest in terms of injuries. They're missing all their offensive linemen, all their best offensive linemen. So now they're starting to get healthy again, that offensive line. And guess what? Look at what they did last week. Look at what they did the first 2 weeks. This team's dangerous. I mean, looking at the top teams, I mean, San Fran, KC, not enough value. You have the Bills and Eagles at 750. But I think the Cowboys are more impressive than the Eagles, their wins. So, yeah, I like the Cowboys 10-1. We bet them before that as well, but I still like them.
Yeah, they're looking pretty strong. All right, let's bring on Pro Football Doc. He's one of my favorite guests. He's giving out all the injury information. Doc, thanks for coming on the show. I know Sheep has a question to ask you right out the gate. So, Sheep, fire away, baby.
Hey, Doc, great seeing you again. Thank you for all your support and help. This is a two-part question. First is in the game, of course, we were just talking about, was the 49er and Dallas game, an injury update on Dallas's offensive line and how banged up is really San Francisco. That was the first question. The second question is, please, you know, in the NFL and in regulations for protocols, when a player gets on the injured concussion protocol, how significant is it for them to get released? And what doctor in the right mind last week took Rooster and Jamie off the concussion protocol list after the week they had?
I knew it was coming.
That doctor needs to be sued right now. Please.
Well, you know, sued or you could yell at that doctor like Jamal Adams did. I mean, you know, look, the first thing I got to say, it is absolutely 100% ridiculous that if it's true that anyone in the NFL was thinking about disciplining Jamal Adams. If you have a concussion, one of the things is you lose some of the emotional control and so forth. Look, it's one thing if he slugged the red hat, right? You can't have that. To yell and some expletives, I mean, welcome to the NFL sideline. And look, you come back from 385 days over a year and you're 9 plays in and you get ruled out with a concussion. And as I said in my podcast, I said, you know, what likely happened is they looked at him the 5 questions and he was cleared and fine. And then they looked at the video and said he stumbled, so he's ruled out. And the team doctor looks at Jamal Adams and says, yeah, you got to come with me out of the game. He's like, why? And the team doctor probably said, he ruled you out, right? And of course you're upset at that. You can't find a guy for that. But here's the other thing. We talk about injuries. Does anyone take notice that how is it that Jamal Adams in the basic open field is down around Daniel Jones's knees instead of lighting him up across the chest? Daniel Jones is a big target, long steps, good speed, but not elusive. What this tells me is what we've been saying. Jamal Adams' quad is not 100%, and that's how he ended up too far away from him down low and getting kneed in the head. As far as your other concussion question, we'll get to. As far as the offensive line, Dallas is getting healthier, but more so on the interior. The question is, what about the edges and Nick Bosa? And, of course, the biggest injury is not Trayvon Diggs, but the status of Micah Parsons in his knee, and we do think he will be able to play. The question is how effective.
All right, Jamie, you got a question for Pro Football Doc?
No, I wanted to follow up on Jimmy's question. I was curious on the San Fran Dallas game. You know, how banged up is San Francisco, and any other key injuries on either side?
Well, obviously Debo Samuel with his knee issue is still a little bit iffy and questionable. But the good news is both sides are relatively healthy. The big loss is, of course, Trayvon Diggs, Micah Parsons to keep an eye on, and then the Dallas offensive line. So if you really go by strict health, San Francisco is on the healthier side of what's going on. They've got a few other minor issues. But overall, it's not a huge health difference given that Dallas is on the up. But to me, it's on the edges, Nick Bosa against the left tackle.
Matt, you got a question for Pro Football Doc?
So, yeah, the Buffalo Bills are seems like they're dealing with some injuries, and now they're going to, you know, overseas and taking on the Jaguars. I was wondering what you thought about that team in terms of injuries, and also wondering an update on the Baltimore Ravens because they're still banged up and still injured. So,
well, you know – Buffalo Bills, I mean, you got to feel for Tre'Davious White. Technically, he hasn't been put on injured reserve yet, only because the Bills don't need the roster spot right now. Mm-hmm. But clearly, with that Achilles rupture, his season is done. And, you know, just came back last year from the ACL, and now here you go, another season with the Achilles. Von Miller keeps threatening that he's going to play. He's making the trip over the across the pond, so he's in the questionable category. He may try and play. I doubt that he will be 100% there. And, you know, Jacksonville, you have to factor in. They've been staying there all week in London. And is that a benefit for them, less travel, or is it a detriment to be in a hotel room for that long in a foreign country?
Along with the food over there, right, Doc?
Well, you know, look, clearly it's doable. It's just to play games and to have a team out of London. I've said for a while, you'd have to pair up the scheduling, doing funny things, but even little things, the comforts of home and family and this, that, the other. Now, the Jaguars went out there late week, so it's not like they've been out there 2 weeks, but it is a little bit of, there's difference, right? Not just the travel and the time zone. And I'm not sure who has the advantage, the team that's been there for a week and a half or the team that just gets there.
All right, we got 45 seconds left in this segment, Doc. Bears, Washington, Thursday night. Who's the more banged up team, real quick?
The Bears secondary is banged up. You know, we call five secondary starters because of the slot corner. Three out of the five are out. Four out of the five have injury issues. And guess what? Terry McLaurin is now healthy off his turf toe. So I don't think the catches are going to stay at 4.5. I don't think the yards are going to be in the high 50s anymore next week. Terry McLaurin, I think, has the advantage. The Bears are getting Tevin Jenkins back on the offensive line. But overall, Washington's the healthier team. But also you have to remember, on a short week, the advantage goes to the home team and the team that's rolling. How many changes can you make when you only have a Tuesday practice before you travel on Wednesday for the Bears?
Thanks for coming on, Doc. And we'll have you back next week on the NFL show. You're the best. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Doc.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. I want to thank Pro Football Doc for coming on the show with all that valuable information. You can find him on Twitter at Pro Football Doc, Dr. David Chow, and SICScore.com is his website. Before Dave Mason jumps on and breaks down the NFL bet splits, the percentages, and all that fun stuff, let's talk a little bit MVP odds in the NFL. As of right now, Josh Allen is the clear favorite, plus 380 to win the MVP. I mean, he's coming off a perfect QBR rating against the Dolphins. He's having an amazing season, 1,048 passing yards, 9 TDs, quarterback rating of 106.7. He's the favorite. Tua's next. Tua's actually, his numbers are better than Josh Allen's. Then Mahomes at plus 550. Hurts is at plus 700. Lamar Jackson at 1,100. Herbert at 1,800. Purdy, Jamie's favorite quarterback. He's at plus 20 to 1. And then you got McCaffrey at 20 to 1 running back. Trevor Lawrence at 25 to 1. Prescott at 30 to 1. Let me go to Rooster first. Out of all those quarterbacks, who's got a shot to take this down?
Well, the sad part is that this has become a quarterback award just by default. It's always going to be a quarterback at this point. But I don't know how you cannot look at Christian McCaffrey and say he's the most valuable person on this list. Yep. He is literally unstoppable. I mean, just touchdown after touchdown, runs after the yards after the catch. He's an outlet guy for Purdy. He is single-handedly making Purdy look like a MVP candidate. He can always pass to McCaffrey. He's got sure hands. He's a great running back. I mean, 20 to 1 to me is a steal, but the problem is he's not going to win it because at this point it's 100% a quarterback award. So if I had to pick a quarterback, I got to go with Herbert at this point. I mean, 18 to 1. I mean, he's got an amazing arm. His accuracy is crazy. Their offense is tremendous. Their defense is going to bring them down. But he may have Dan Marino numbers by the time this season's over.
All right, with that said, let's bring on Dave Mason from Bet Online. We're going to talk about the bet counts, the percentages, where the sharp action is at. And, Dave, you on?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're the best, baby. Let's go right to the game. Biggest game, I think, on the screen this week. You got the Cowboys at San Fran. I think the line's right around 3.5. Which way are the sharps betting it? Which way are the squares betting it? And how big of a handle will this football game be this week for you guys?
Yeah, current numbers are 3.5 and 45. Opened the same, 3.5 and 45. 63% of the bettors are on the Niners, but the cash is on Dallas, 53%. Yeah, it's going to be huge, man. It's going to be massive. You know, Sunday night, all these standalone games are always big, but when you have two of the best teams in a conference and forget about it, and it's, you know, low spread too, and right around a field goal there, those games just get so much action. Took a little bit of sharp on Niners -3, a little bit on under 45.5.
All right, let's go to the next game. I mean, it's still early, but Green Bay's playing the Raiders. I'm seeing a bunch of twos out there. Is that the same number at BetOnline?
We're at 1 right now. Yeah, 1 and 44.5. It's going that way, though. Open to pick them at 44, 50, 57% of the cast and 72% of the bettors are on Green Bay. And, yeah, sharps on Vegas. So sharps on Vegas +1 or better.
All right, another big divisional game here. Baltimore at Pittsburgh. What's the line? 4, 4.5? Which way are the sharps betting it? Which way is the line moving? And what's the total on the game?
Yeah, 4.5 and 38. Low scoring game expected. Open Ravens -2 and 40. Bettors are chopped 50-50 and cash a little bit more on the Ravens, about 54%. Sharp is on Baltimore, -4 or better, +3.5 as well.
All right, next game on the screen. This line's actually dropped. I think the game opened up 5, Chiefs at Minnesota. And if Minnesota didn't turn the ball over so much, this team could be 3-1, possibly 4-0. Which way are they betting this? Is there any sharp money on the side or a total here?
Yeah, it's definitely dropping. It's currently KC -3.5 and 52.5. We actually opened about at 6 and 53. 70% of the cash is on Minnesota, but 64% of the bettors are on the Chiefs. So that tells you something right there, right? Yeah, which means sharps +4 better and under 53 and under 53.5.
this other game, Eagles at LA, look ahead line was what, -5? I saw it go up as high as -6.5. And now it's dropped. The floor kind of fell out on it. I see 4.5, 4 in the market. Where are you guys at with this game? Is there any sharp money on a side or a total?
Yeah, we're a 4-50 open in Philadelphia, -5.47. Bettors, 58% of the cash and 62% of the bettors are on the birds. Sharp is on the Rams, though, +5 or better, under 50.5 and over 48. So a little two-way sharp action on the total.
And then we're going to finish up with a game that's might be a buzzkill. Saints at New England. Both offenses are struggling. Where'd you guys open up at? Where's it at now? Is there any sharp money on the side or a total?
Yeah, we have a pick. We have a pick them in 39.5 open. New England -1.5 and 39.5. 61% of the bettors and 58% of the cash on the Saints. We got some sharp on the Saints at +1 or better, and over 39, over 40.
Any of you guys want to ask Dave something before we let him off the show?
Yeah. So I have a question on that Rams game. Could you repeat what the sharp, where the sharp money was at what number?
All right, Rams. Yeah, sharp Rams +5 or better, and okay. two way on the total, under 50.5 and over 48.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
That's going to wrap it up. You guys don't have any more questions? We're good to go.
Good to go.
All right, Dave. Thanks, let everyone guys. Know where to find you on Twitter, and if you got any special NFL promos or any contests down there, Bet Online.
Yes, sir. At Dave Mason BOL on Twitter. Head over to BetOnline.ag, the promos page. We have all sorts of good sign-up bonuses, reload bonuses, earliest odds in the industry. We'll take the sharp action. Yeah, head on over to BetOnline.ag. High limits, rebet functionality. We got it all. Thanks, okay. Guys. Good luck this weekend. What's
real
up?
Real quick, Dave, you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, before I let you go, what kind of limits for an NFL game early in the week compared to game day?
I mean, the early openers, you know, Sunday before we open a dime and then they go up, you know, $5,000, $3,000. You know, we open for anybody else pretty much. I mean, it's an arms race now to open this darn things up. For years, we always open up first and then, but now it's just a darn arms race. But we open up a dime and then, you know, $3,000 a few hours later, then $5,000. And by kickoff, by day of or game of day before, it's about $50,000. Plus, we have that rebet that no other book has. I think one other book has it in Vegas, where you can keep rebetting the limit over and over again. Every 61 seconds or when a line moves, whichever comes first. So, I mean, you can just keep on hitting $50,000 over and over again within a few minutes. So,
is that the same on the side and the total, or just the sides?
I know this side spreads $50,000. Totals are $30,000. Money line $30,000.
Okay, great, man. Thanks for coming on, Dave, man. You're the best. And next awesome. Time I see you, I'm buying you a cheesesteak. You got it, bro.
Can't wait. Thanks, all guys. Right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we've had so many guys come on over the years giving out bet splits and percentages, and he's just the best overall, Jamie.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's just smooth. All right, let's talk a little bit about this Cowboys 49ers game. Let me go to Jamie first. Spread's 3.5. Betting public's all over the 49ers. Do you like the 49ers here?
I mean, I love the 49ers every week so far. I really don't want to give it 3.5. I had a rough week last week, but the 49ers did not let me down. And I believe that they will come out ahead in the first half. I'm going to go with the 49ers first half -2, even 2.5 if I have to. That's probably where I'm going to go. And I'm certainly going to watch the game live. And I am praying that Dallas gets a really lucky early touchdown so that I could pound the Niners with a nice price.
Matty, you agree with that?
No, I have to lean my, Dallas Cowboys. They're not even my Cowboys. I'm a fan of the Eagles, but I bet on the Cowboys, so they're my Cowboys now. But I have to lean Cowboys +4. I mean, the O-line's getting strong now. And we look at San Fran. I mean, they got some injuries with Debo Samuel. And even on the defensive side with Ward, the starting cornerback. So that's a cause for concern, especially when, you have CeeDee Lamb out there for the Dallas Cowboys. I really do. I have to lean Cowboys right now +4. Such a good number.
Rooster, I know you think Prescott's a walking brain cramp. But who do you like in this game?
Well, first of all, I got to come out publicly and say last week I loved Patriots against Dallas. So I just wanted to come out publicly and congratulate Dallas for beating the likes of these quarterbacks. Joshua Dobbs, Mac Jones, Daniel Jones, and Zach Wilson.
It sounds so like a rock band.
It's a pretty impressive resume for Dak to walk around talking about, you know, especially when Joshua Dobbs whipped him all over the field. And now he's up against a real team and a real defense.
You're not going to say a real quarterback in Brock Purdy? Yeah.
Well, Purdy's a real quarterback, too. But I'll tell you, I think they're going to have some trouble here. And what's going to happen here, if they come out and get an early lead, I think they win this game. If they come out and get an early deficit, Dak cannot play from behind. And Micah is a little banged up. You know, he didn't practice today because of his knee. Now, I think
– we got 15 seconds, Rooster.
The Niners are going to have a plan to stop him anyway. They're going to run straight at him, which totally neutralizes Micah. I like the Niners here, but I wouldn't like 3.5. I think this is a 3-point spread.
Rooster brings up a good point, and the combined record of Cowboys opponents this year is 4-12. But everyone hold that thought. We'll be right back with our next segment in 10 seconds.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. You're listening on SiriusXM, SportsGrid, Jacob Sports on YouTube, and we're live streaming it on my Twitter account, at Philly Godfather. Now, I cut you off in that last segment, Rooster, but does it worry you at all that Dan Quinn knows Shanahan extremely well, and he's kind of owned him over the years? You're buying kind of high in the market now on a team that's 4-0 on the 49ers at a number of 3.5 above that key number. I made the game 1.5 San Francisco, which I think the game is basically a coin flip. Does that bother you at all that these coaches know each other so well?
It does. I think familiarity definitely plays a factor in the NFL. Anytime you got a coach familiar with the system, I mean, he's a little bit removed from the system, and the Niners are at home. Now, the Cowboys travel really well, but of all the California teams, the 49ers have the best following. So there is a little bit of a home field advantage there. I think 3 is the right number here. I can't pull the trigger. If I was like Matt and I could grab a +4, I probably would. I haven't seen one. I would definitely lay 2.5 as well. I think 3 is the right number.
Yeah, and the 49ers have looked really impressive. If you look at their offensive metrics, they're second in yards per play. But if you look at their opponent defenses, they rank collectively 29th, 24th, 16th, and 26th. In opponent yards per play on the season.
Who are the 49ers played this year?
I mean, they haven't played any good defenses. They all blow. I mean, let's be honest.
Back to Brewster's point about the four quarterbacks that Dak Prescott went against, San Fran's hasn't really played a competent defense this year.
No, really,
this is the best defense.
Yeah.
I mean, they faced the Giants, the Cardinals, which is two similar teams Dallas played.
Steelers.
And then versus the Steelers. That quarterback isn't impressive. Yeah, they did versus Stafford. But Stafford gave him a problem, 30-23. That was a one-score game.
So after they beat the Cowboys, they will be real.
Well, Cowboys are still a little banged up, but if they got to beat them convincingly and they got to outperform.
They do. They do.
That's what I look at every week. Are these teams – you look at the box score. Is it a clean victory? Did one team turn the ball over 3 times and that's why you won? Well, that's not a clean victory. You got to have a clean victory and you got to outperform the market. And that's usually a sign of teams that go deep in the playoffs, isn't it, Rooster?
Yeah, I mean, outperforming the market is definitely big. And, you know, what usually happens is it comes back to about 50-50 by the end of the year, usually, because the market adjusts. It's a moving trigger. But, let's see what happens here. I think this is definitely the matchup of the year so far. It's going to tell us what the NFC is all about. These are two front runners. I mean, the Eagles are sitting there, too, but – I'm really interested in this game. Like I said, I think 3 is the right number, and I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, and this is going to be probably the toughest defense San Fran's going to play all year. Cowboys are ranked number 1 in opponent points per game, 7th in opponent yards per play, and 2nd in opponent yards per game. And if you look at the teams the 49ers have played this year and beaten, I mean, when you look at their opponent's points per game on the defensive side, Arizona's 25th, Giants are 30th, Steelers are 23rd. So this is going to be the toughest defense they've played all season. And in a game like this, if you're getting more than a field goal, I like the Cowboys here, Jamie. But we got John Grace live from Las Vegas. He's in the green room. John, you are you on? Ears?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Oh, man, what's going on out here in Las Vegas? I love the backdrop. I love all the things you do out there. We're coming out for Super Bowl Vegas Radio Row, so I know you're going to hook us all up.
Nice.
Come out there. Do you like the Cowboys here or do you like the 49ers?
I love the Cowboys outright.
Yes.
I'm taking 3.5 in the contest, but they're winning outright. They're take them -6.5 alternate spread. I think they win by a touchdown. but no, I really big think balls. This is a big litmus test for the Cowboys. You know, I really think that they're gonna show up. And Brock Purdy, you know, he's done well. You know, I really still don't think he's that good, but I think that they're going to cause enough havoc in the backfield and create some pressure with Michael Parsons off the edge that he's going to have some trouble. And if I'm the Cowboys, I'm watching that NFC Championship film on what they did to neutral Brock before he got hurt. And then, you know, shutting down Josh Johnson after that. So I think that the 49ers are the public darling and that the Cowboys are going to come in and rock the world and put them down to earth. And yeah, I'm Cowboys outright. That's where I'm at.
I mean, people still ain't sold on Purdy, but if you look at his numbers, he's got 1,019 passing yards. He's got a QB rating of 115.1, a 72% completion percentage. But again, there's still questions because the defenses that he's played have been pretty weak this season. So this is the game that he's got to prove. If he goes out there and he lights up this Cowboys defense that is considered one of the best in the NFL, well, then he's for real, and the 49ers might be unstoppable. Rooster, next game up on the board. Rams against Philly. I know Philly hasn't looked great. They're playing the Rams team. The line's dropping. It fell through. You know, it was up to as high as 6.5. It's down to 4. Do you think the Rams have a chance of winning this game outright or covering the spread?
I do. I like the Rams here. At home. Love home dogs in the NFL. Like you said, the Eagles really aren't performing that great. They're playing great defense. But I think they're up against a tough coach here and a tough quarterback. I think this is a field goal game. I think the line's still a little bit too high. You know, there was 5, 5.5s out there. Now it's sitting 4.5, but I like the dog here.
Let me go to Jamie real quick. Jamie, you got any other games in the NFL that you really like that you want to share with everybody?
Well, I have to share a couple of my teasers now.
Jimmy. Here we go again.
I want to make sure I'm doing it while Jimmy's still awake. I want to make sure I give you my teasers.
Who's in concussion protocol? Wait.
I think you said already Miami's going to win by 20 to 30. So
yes.
That's your first
What's the average number?
I did. So that Miami will win by around 25, yes. I like the Rams plus 11 and -3 on the Lions. I like that as my first teaser. Then I like the Cardinals plus 10 and Miami -5 or -6 and a 6-pointer, whatever you get. Those are my two favorite teasers of the week.
Miami -6.5. The game is 12.5. And what was Detroit and who? I got to write these down.
And the Cardinals getting 10.
Arizona plus 10. Okay.
It's the golden recap, not the sheep recap. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
I got to chart everybody's. Come on.
Let me go to Matt.
22 and 13 so far. So
is that by Jamie, Matt? Because last Sunday was like an abortion clinic out there. I did.
I took a big loss. I went 7-0 in the first week, and the last week it was terrible.
7-0.
I have my gold luck bar, my gold luck charm, my card protector. So once you have this, watch what happens this week.
Yo, Matt, let me go to Matt. Matt, this Eagles game, should Eagles fans be worried? I mean, their defense is having some issues this season. They're ranked 16th in opponent yards per pass attempt. You think the Rams got a chance of pulling out an outright win here?
Well, you know what? I'm an Eagles fan, and I'm scared because I bet the Rams. You know what I mean? I think the Rams have a good shot to not only cover but win. I mean, look at their wins. And look at their against the spread number. They have the highest cover percentage in the whole NFL at 3-0-1. They pushed into the one game. But other than that, look at the 49ers. They played them tough, one score game. They beat the Colts. They destroyed the Seahawks. And I really don't think Philly has really impressed me this year. You look at the box scores. you know, they could easily have some losses on that record. I think plus four is a great number. But I think if you're feeling dangerous, man, touch that money line a little bit. They might have a shot to win this outright.
A little kiss right there, Sheeby. And, you know, Rooster loves clowning on Dak. But if you look at the Eagles' opponent quarterbacks this season, Mac Jones, he blows. Baker Mayfield, Sam Howell, and Kirk Cousins. So that's not that impressive either. Let me go to John.
It ain't like the Dallas. I mean,
it's
come
pretty
on.
Pretty close. It's pretty close.
Kirk Cousins.
Who scares you out of those four quarterbacks? Maybe Kirk Cousins. And if they don't get the ball over four times in that gift before halftime, the Eagles lose that game.
Dak lost to Joshua Dobbs.
I can't argue with you there.
John Gray, what's your opinion on that Chief game in Minnesota?
I'm on the Vikings as well, man. I think that this is kind of a put up or shut up game for the Vikings as well. You know, they started off slow, got back with an ugly win against Carolina, with their defense really carrying the load. Not something that usually happens with that team. It's usually always on Kirk and Justin Jefferson's back. So I think that defense giving them a rallying cry, you know, going into this week back home. You know, really a great spot for the team. And a public's going to be all over the Chiefs, so I usually like to go against that side. So I'll take the Vikings with the points and hopefully outright so Chargers can get back in the AFC West race.
Let's go. Matt, you feel the same way against on this Chiefs game? I mean, the whole public's going to be betting the Chiefs. And Minnesota, yeah, if they don't turn the ball over, I mean, they could probably win this game outright, can't they?
I mean, if you look at the Vikings, you know, games – they had a shot to beat the Eagles. They should have beat the Eagles, right? They could have beat the Chargers. You know, they could have beat the Buccaneers the first week, and they just beat the Panthers. Like, this team could, you know, couple little bounces, and they could be 4-0. So, yeah, I really do like the Vikings, especially at the number, just like John Gray said.
Yeah, I already know what Rooster's going to say. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. He's the biggest Andy Reid fan in the world. Rooster, how do you feel about this matchup?
It's a no bet for me. It's too low. I mean, this game opened 6. I am not taking 3.5. 6 is closer to the right number in my mind. I don't know. Kirk Cousins, I don't trust him, especially in a 425 game. I wouldn't lay 3.5. I'd probably lay 3, but it's a no bet for me.
If it gets down to 3, would you lay it on the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Funny business against the Jets last week. I mean, he could have ran it in. They just, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, they could have covered last week.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing in the Super Bowl, man. It's that, yeah, I don't know if you watch NFL films, but they have a little clip in the highlight where Patrick Mahomes called his church mode. So that's basically get down and keep the clock running. So I'm not buying into that conspiracy stuff. But the refs, they were sketchy. I'll agree with that.
Different story. What do you think about that, Jimmy?
Sketchy too, but that's not.
I think the NFL. Hopefully, the NFL makes up some calls because they really fucked the Jets.
How many of you guys? You got 5 on 2 shows. I mean, do you have to throw it out there?
Listen, that was a kick. What they did to the Jets that night—that was a disgrace. You know,
I had the Jets. I was happy.
I was happy too, but it doesn't matter. The Jets should have got the ball back and an opportunity to beat them. I'm sorry. The guy's still holding them. It was
all right. We got 2 minutes. Let's go over this boring Saints Patriots game. For the Patriots, -1, totals 39. Rooster, let me go to you first. You got the two of the worst passing offenses in the NFL. You got two pretty good defenses. You looking to bet the under here or bet a side? Who do you like?
I kind of like the Saints. I've given up on the Patriots. They're just. I think the game might have passed Big Bill by a little bit at this point.
On the Patriots.
What was that? Yeah. I'll tell you what. Just call my number. I'll take it from you. You and Baba have no limit.
Imaginary figure. We never even saw it for 20 years.
I didn't call the number. It comes up. Pizza's pizza.
Yeah, you and Baba have no limit with me. Don't worry about it. Whatever you two need, anytime. Matt, not so much, but you two, anything you need.
All right, let me go to John Grace. John Grace, we got 30 seconds left on this segment. Tell everyone where they can find you. Tell them where your website's at. And if you got one last pick, just give it out. Don't even give out a breakdown.
Broncos -2.
Whoa. Where can they find you on Twitter, website?
At John Grace, JonGrace. BachelorVegas.com, BachelorVegas.com. Also want to ride the Saints as well. So I'm on that too. And then, yeah, hold my nose with the Bears tonight. Rest in peace, Dick Butkus.
Bears money line. They haven't won a game. I think 14 games in a row. Rest in
peace, Dick Butkus too.
That's all right, hold that thought. We're going to go to our next segment. We're going to finish up with the Golden Recap. Stay tuned.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. And we're going to go to the Golden Recap. Jamie, real quick, I like the under in that Patriots game. I went under 40. You can still grab under 39 in that matchup. So if you want to add that there. And I also like the Bears tonight, plus 6. If you want to kiss the money line, it's a big night for this team. A lot of emotion. They got a shot. So that's about it. All right, start firing away.
Hold on, Jamie. Before you move on, Baba the Big Mouth has to at least say one game he likes and a reason why. So he can't just... So he can't just sit back and cherry pick the rest of us. Go ahead, Baba. Share some knowledge with us on why you like a team and explain it.
We got time for that.
Remember from the college show, I shot my first
just one. Pick a game.
I'll give you 4 games, Rooster.
No, just one game. We got 2 minutes. Come on, hurry up.
Rams plus 4.5.
All right, Golden Recap. Yeah, let's go.
That's my game. Hold on, I want to give a shout out.
We got no time. Golden Recap.
All right, so here's your Golden Recap. For the week, Matt likes the Jags as a lean. I like San Francisco in the first half, -2 or 2.5. I like the Ravens -4.5. I like Miami -11, even up to 12. I got it at 9.5 early. I think they're going to win by 20-30. Rooster likes the Jags +5.5. So does Philly Godfather. Rooster likes possibly taking the Lions at 18-1 if you're looking for a good long shot. Rooster likes Herbert at 18-1 as well. I actually like taking CMC right now. Christian McCaffrey, I think maybe the NFL will finally wake up and vote for someone who is not a quarterback. If you can get him at 20-1, I think it's worth the shot. Matt likes the Cowboys at +4. Philly Godfather, I think this is a Cowboys bet. Also at 3.5. John Grace loves the Cowboys he also likes the money line and 3.5. And Matt likes +5 and the money line on the Rams.
Well, I'm gonna have to also like the Rams. We got 5 seconds left.
John Grace likes the Vikings. Matt likes the Vikings, and Philly Godfather likes under 40 and the Patriots.
I want to thank everyone for watching and listening, and we'll be back next week with more legendary action. Get money, yo.
Go get him, mate.